Hello. So prior to this pandemic, I used to feel like I'm a smart person. I'm an intelligent person, an accomplished individual according to my age. And I anchored all this to the fact that I was in campus. I was doing a relatively hard course. And today, I can attest that I'm not smart. Well, I'm not a fool, but I'm not smart. I'm not intelligent. And it's okay. There's no reason for alarm. Because I've realized that I was not curious enough in life. I didn't ask enough questions in life. I just waded through life simply and obliviously. And I think that is not a good thing. And for all of you who think that you're wise or intelligent, I think I invite you to rethink the idea. Because maybe you're not listening to the right people. If you go listen to fools and you tell them something, they call you wise, you go home head high, thinking that you're wise, that you're smart, that you're intelligent, when you're not. So I started listening to people that the society think are highly intelligent. And since I started listening to them, my world just opened. I discovered that I just didn't know a lot about life. And I just started a journey to just discover what life is, what my meaning is in this life. Like just to ask more questions and just to know what this life is made of. Just try to understand everything so that I can be content in my brain that yes, I'm a human being and I'm not perfect and I don't know everything. I'm not smart enough, so I have to keep on going in this journey of just discovering life and just being a better person in general. And I think to be able to know the world better, you should be able to like listen to people or read work of people who are considered to be better, to be highly intelligent, to be highly wise in this society. Maybe I can give you some names that are in the head right now. Like there is Jordan Peterson, there is Ben Shapiro, there is, who is this again? There is Joe Rogan, I follow some BBC correspondent to Africa known as Harding. Okay, I have specific type of people that I listen and read, and a day cannot pass if I've not read or listened to them. From what I'm saying, you should be able to like understand that I consume knowledge from majorly podcasts, YouTube, and books. Those are my sources of information. I'm not saying they're the best, but you can choose any as long as they get the job done, because we should be inquisitive, we should be curious, we should question everything. Don't just accept everything from the word go. Don't be too much agreeable. Okay, I'm not saying being agreeable is not a good thing, but be agreeable with a reason and disagree with good reasons. And for me, I can love someone that we disagree with, who is grounded on logic, you know. Some people think that if they disagree with other people, like when they're talking, they think that they're not complimentary, when they are, because by the mere fact that person is trying to make you understand his point of view, that person is good enough to be your friend. So we don't have to like overlook those people that we disagree with and say that these guys are not supposed to be our lives in our lives because maybe we're not complimentary. No, I believe that these guys that disagree with you and give you a reason, not just disagree only, give you a good reason. These guys that they're caring enough to understand that you don't understand their view, and they are trying to make you understand their view. So today I encourage you to always listen to people who can ignite your thinking. You know, when you just listen to people who like word through life aimlessly, you can't learn anything. You'll just feel like you're okay. You're just like, I'm just living a free life. It's a simple life. But you can't live a simple life while being a fool. Accept that you don't know everything, even if you have a PhD. Because I have noticed that there are even professors that cannot even make an argument and state their reasoning in a very like legit manner. So you guys, I just encourage you to like listen to people who have higher intellectual abilities, you know, so that you can be able like to understand that you don't know everything and you can be able to change for the better. That's all for today. Bye.